When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Hey there, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and there's Jerry. Enough talking. Let's get started.
let's travel, my friend, to not only Louisiana, Louisiana in 1980.
Can you imagine?
Which I believe the drinking age back then was still probably 18.
I think so, too. It wasn't... They held out the longest, didn't they?
I think they did.
And the feds were like, well, kiss decent roads goodbye until you bend to our will, states' rights.
Oh, goodness.
Who knew that was going to come up?
No, me.
So, in Louisiana, in Iberia Parish, around the town of New Iberia, there is a lake, Chuck, and it's still there today, which is not that surprising.
It's a bit different
although,
now, though.
It will become surprising that it's still there shortly. It's called Lake Peigneur, P-E-I-G-N-E-U-R, Lake Peigneur, okay?
Yes.
And in November of 1980, which is where we are right now, there was some Texaco contractors who were doing some exploratory drilling in Lake Peigneur. And Lake Peigneur was really, really big. How many acres was it? 1,300 acres?
At least like... 5 or 6 acres.
Right.
Yeah, 1,300 acres of land, but only 11 feet deep.
Yeah, that was like, I think, one of the deepest points. I think the average was just a handful of feet. So really, really wide, but really, really shallow.
That's right. Like us.
And the other, right. The other point about that is that Lake Peigneur sat on top of what's called a salt dome. It's an accumulation of salt that builds up underneath the ground. And there was a company called the Diamond Crystal Salt Company, and they like to mine for salt around Lake Peigneur. And all this was going on at the same time, on the same day in November, that the Texaco Exploratory crew was drilling down through Lake Peigneur looking for gas deposits.
That's right. And I think you see where this might be headed, but the details of this story are so bonkers.
It's so nuts.
It's just crazy. So Texaco's is drilling, and they're probing the floor, and their drill all of a sudden just seizes up and stops about 1,200 or so feet below the surface. So if you remember, this lake is only 11 feet deep. Mm-hmm. So they are far, 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 far below this lake.
And they said, that's interesting. This doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, so what happens when your drill gets stuck in something, you try and work it loose a little bit, which if it's shallow, it's no big deal. When it's that deep, it's a little bit different because you can't see what's going on. And all of a sudden, these workers heard, you know, pop, boing, boing, and this big rig all of a sudden starts tilting toward the water. And they're like, this is not good, guys.
No, rigs are not supposed to tilt.
No. And this thing, it's a $5 million drill, and it starts to sink, and it starts to buck, and it starts to move. And all these dudes are like, all right, this is not good at all. So we're going to release ourselves, release these barges that are attached. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to get on shore, which they did.
Right. So they got out of there. They made it safely. But as they're on shore, like trying to figure out what is going on, this is really weird, their leaning rig starts to kind of tip further and further into the water. And surely at some point, if it's just a few feet of water, it should stop and stay above the water. But these guys were really surprised when they saw that the rig kept going underwater and underwater, and then it just disappeared from sight.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
No, I can't. But as they're sitting there scratching their heads over this one, they noticed that there was a whirlpool that was starting to form. Just a little bit at first, around the point where the drill rig had just disappeared. And then it started to come into view, I guess, in their mind's eye, what had just happened. And they realized pretty quickly that they had accidentally drilled all the way down into one of the main shafts of the salt mines 1,300 feet below Lake Penure. And now there is a hole connecting the air above the lake and the hole underneath the lake with a lot of water in between just waiting to get in.
Yeah, so this whirlpool is growing and growing. It eventually grows in front of their eyeballs to a quarter of a mile in diameter.
That is so enormous.
It's so enormous. In the meantime, down in the salt mine, there's an electrician named Junius Gaddison. He heard bang, pop, boing, and he's like, that doesn't sound good. And all of a sudden, muddy water starts rushing in, and it's bringing fuel drums along the mine shaft. And he was like, this is not good. Right. He calls in an alarm, which is three blinks of the light. He heads out. All the workers are like, all right, we know what three blinks of a light means. That means we need to drop everything and get out of here. And these 50 or so dudes are 15 feet underground. I'm sorry, 1,500 feet underground.
Mm-hmm.
15 feet would be no big deal.
They'd be like, we're fine.
And they start getting up to higher levels where they can get to these elevators to get them out. They get to the third level, and it's blocked by these rising waters. On the surface, it's like something out of the Bible or an X-Files episode or something. Mm-hmm. What was originally a 14-inch hole in the ground in this mine starts to fill up with water, and all of a sudden water hits salt, and that starts dissolving and dissolving.
Right.
All these columns of salt supporting these caves and tunnels start dissolving, and this whole mine starts collapsing in front of everyone's face.
And Chuck, all that water that's flowing through, dissolving away the salt, that was like 3.5 billion gallons of water. So it's a substantial amount of water starting to fill up that salt mine underneath. And as the water is sinking down from the lake, it's starting to flood upward toward the bottom of the lake, which doesn't happen very often in Louisiana or anywhere else, really.
All right, I think we should take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back and finish this amazing story right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Hey friends, if you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. Like, what are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood the best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Yeah, well, now it is, everybody, on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools, and their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family.
It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
This is an amazing story. I love this story. It's one of my all-time favorites.
All right. So below the surface, there are these miners trying to get out. They finally get up to level 3 where they can access these elevators, mm-hmm. but there's a ton of high water blocking their route. They're using mine carts and vehicles powered by diesel to try and push their way through. And eventually, all those 50 miners, 8 dudes at a time, are able to get into these elevators that carry them to the surface. And it's not like a speedy elevator. Imagine the waiting as this water is rising for that elevator to come back was some seriously scary stuff.
Yeah. I mean, eight at a time, there's 50 of them down there, and the elevator's slow as Christmas. I can't imagine how stressful that must have been. And, like, how did you decide who went, you know? I mean, that's scary stuff. So as the miners are, like, starting to, like, slowly come up, like, eight by eight, above ground, back up on the surface of the lake, there's, like, this huge hole has opened up where the whirlpool was. And the suction from the whirlpool has sucked the Gulf of Mexico in now. So, like, there was 3.5 billion gallons of Lake Pinier to begin with, but that whirlpool that created sucked the water from Del Cambri Canal that connects the Gulf of Mexico and Lake Pinier, sucked the Gulf of Mexico into the lake, and 11 barges that happened to be in this miles-long canal got sucked into Lake Pinier, and not just sucked into Lake Pinier, sucked down the whirlpool into the salt mines underground.
Yeah, so 11 barges, gulp. Jefferson Island, 70 acres big, gulp. Mm-hmm. Another drilling platform, gulp. This little tugboat's out there. God bless this little tugboat, just doing everything it can to get out of there and fight that current.
Right.
Full power to get basically sucked down a what looks like a toilet, probably. These dudes are like, I don't think we're going to make it. So they managed to get this thing over close enough to the bank to jump off, and then bye-bye tugboat, gulp.
Yeah, imagine that, like just seeing the tugboat. Like a tugboat is pretty strong, man. And the idea of it not being able to fight this current, that just tells you how strong that whirlpool was. So there goes the tugboat. There goes 11 barges, oil derrick, a lot of Jefferson Island. And finally, there was one other thing. So this made the whole thing even more biblical, Chuck. There was a lot of air down there in these underground mine shafts. And as the water filled up the mine shafts and displaced the air, that air came shooting, pressurized up to the surface. And so every once in a while, like a geyser would shoot off like 400 feet into the air right out of Lake Pinier.
All right. Is that your fact of the show?
That's one of them. I think this whole thing is one big fact of the show.
Because here's mine.
Okay.
So what happens when you suck stuff down there and then eventually that thing's going to fill up? It's not just going to fill up the entire center of the earth with water. Mm-hmm. Eventually the salt mine's going to fill up and it's going to sort of regulate and equalize. That eventually happens. 3.5 billion gallons of water drain in 3 hours. And then over the next couple of days, that lake level eventually reaches that original water line. And then over and over, 9 of these barges come popping back up like a cork that you've been holding underwater. Just boom, boom, boom. All these things just keep popping back up.
It must have been amazing to see that. To see a barge just come popping up out of the water.
No tugboat, though.
No tugboat. And I think 2 of the barges are still trapped down there along with the tugboat in the collapsed salt mine somewhere.
Yeah, I guess they're just wedged in there, huh?
Yep. So the fact that that Lake Pinier sucked the Gulf of Mexico into the lake, the fact that the salt mines collapsed, Lake Pinier was completely changed by this. Here's the actual fact of the podcast. Not one person lost their life or was seriously injured.
Yeah, that's
pretty
remarkable.
The 50 miners made it out. The guys from the tugboat, from the oil drill rig, everybody made it out. Nobody was on Jefferson Island that got sucked into the whirlpool. Not one person died from this most colossal disaster, which is astounding. But the lake itself was changed, too. It went from being a freshwater lake to a saltwater lake, and one that was, you know, a handful of feet deep to about 200 feet deep now.
Yeah, it was initially, like, really, really deep, but that eventually spread out, and I guess they settled on 200 feet as a good new depth.
Right.
They had to pay out, Texaco, of course, had to pay out, you know, many millions of dollars to the salt mine company and other various companies that were around there that got destroyed. All these houses, of course, you know, the lake really, really grew, not only in depth, but in size.
Right.
So today it's, you know, basically sort of like a brackish saline lake. Mm-hmm. You can see like closer to the shoreline, like chimneys of houses that still pop above the surface.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really an amazing story.
And all of this happened because the Texaco engineer mistook one kind of map coordinates for another and miscalculated where the salt mine was when they were drilling.
I'm surprised to hear that an oil company was responsible for an ecological disaster.
Right. Nice one, Chuck. Well, that's the short stuff. Hat tip to our pals, Alan Bellows at Damn Interesting, and our friend Ken Jennings for writing some good articles on this stuff. I guess that's it. So short stuff away.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.